Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, December 2nd. The province has expanded the eligibility of who can get a booster shot for COVID-19. Dr. Kieran Moore, Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health, announced earlier today those aged 50 and over and additional high-risk individuals can now get a booster shot. Moore says they'll be able to schedule their shot as of 8 a.m. Monday, December 13th through the COVID-19 vaccination portal. Appointments will be booked for approximately 6 months after a second dose. In addition, due to a higher risk of severe illness from COVID-19, effective immediately, individuals receiving dialysis can also book their booster shot. Meanwhile, the Grey Bruce Health Unit has released initial vaccine coverage data and feedback gathered from parents and guardians from the first week of 5 to 11-year-old COVID-19 vaccine clinics. As of this morning, 1,171 first doses of the vaccine have been administered to those between the ages of 5 and 11 years in Grey Bruce. The health unit says this segment of Grey Bruce has an estimated population of 13,000. That translates to an approximate first dose coverage rate of 9%. Owen Sound's 2022 draft budget calls for a 2.51% combined tax increase. Homeowners would see their annual property tax bills rise by $44 per $100,000 of assessment under the planned budget as it stands currently. Owen Sound Mayor Ian Boddy says a pre-budget survey of council identified a target tax increase of between 2 and 2.5%. He says in the long run, the city would like its taxes to be more competitive with neighboring municipalities.
So that's a long-term goal to try and increase our assessment base, you know, attract new investment in our community and try and get our overall tax rate down compared to others.
Next steps in the city's budget process include a final budget meeting and a public meeting in January. The 82nd annual 560 CFOS Sun-Times Christmas Fund broadcast is hitting the airwaves this weekend to raise funds for local charities. This year's campaign will kick off with an advanced drive and an on-air auction on Friday on 560 CFOS, Mix 106.5 and Country 93. The Christmas Fund broadcast itself will feature a marathon of recorded local talent from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Sunday, December 5th. It will be conducted from the 560 CFOS studios in Owen Sound. Local performers and talent submitted recordings of their songs, which will be broadcast, along with the usual reading of pledges. Director of Operations at Bayshore Broadcasting, Ian Selecki.
This year is going to be similar to the way we did it last year, where the broadcast itself is going to be virtual. In a sense, it's going to be on the air on CFOS, but not live in person at the Roxy Theater, just out of an abundance of caution with COVID.
Meanwhile, Bayshore Broadcasting Managing Director Kevin Brown says a number of charities have expressed concern that this upcoming year will see record demand on their services. Funds from the broadcast will be divided equally among 23 local charities. The YMCA of Owen Sound Grey Bruce says its pools will reopen tomorrow. They had been closed for a couple of days due to a mechanical issue. The Y says pools will open for regular hours and activities Friday. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 297 points to 20,762. The Dow Jones is up 617 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.08 U.S. cents, up 0.08 of a cent. And the price of oil is $67.14, up $1.67 a barrel. In sports, in the NBA, five games tonight, including the Milwaukee Bucks at Toronto to meet the Raptors. Toronto has lost three in a row. There are 10 NHL games tonight, including the Colorado Avalanche at Montreal to face the Canadiens. The Leafs smoked Colorado 8-3 in Toronto last night. The Leafs, who have won five in a row, are at Minnesota on Saturday night. Seven Ontario Hockey League players have been listed on the National Junior Team Selection Camp roster. The camp takes place in Calgary from December 9th to 13th. In the OHL, five games tonight, including the Flint Firebirds at Saginaw to meet the Spirit. Flint will be in Owen Sound for games against the Attack on Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. Tomorrow, the Attack are at Kitchener to meet the Rangers. In the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League, the Knights of Meaford host Temiskaming. The Titans have won 16 games in a row. Game time tonight is 7:30 in Meaford. In the National Football League, the Dallas Cowboys meet the New Orleans Saints. Game time is 8:20. And Major League Baseball locked out its players early this morning, marking the first work stoppage in more than a quarter century. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred expressed disappointment in the lockout, but says he believes it is the best mechanism to protect the 2022 season. The collective bargaining agreement expired Wednesday night, and owners immediately locked out players in a move that threatens spring training and opening day. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.